So royalty versus mineral, that's not always an easy distinction. And what the Texas Supreme Court has told us in cases like Local versus White and U.S. Shell versus Labor, Concord Oil, is that what you have to use in Texas is the four corners approach, that we are to look at the entire instrument. We're not going to isolate words or phrases. We're not going to give any magic effect to words. Nothing in particular is required to accomplish a particular interpretation. You have to look at the entire instrument, harmonize, and give effect to everything in it. And likewise, in the Texas Supreme Court holdings of Hysaw versus Dawkins and U.S. Shell versus Labor and others, they caution against merely comparing the language and issue against other deeds that have used similar language. This is not just a comparing exercise. What the courts have said is that what you have to do is take every single instrument on its own four corners and interpret precisely those four corners, give effect to everything to arrive at the objective meaning. In terms of words that typically are found in conveyancing instruments that would create a mineral interest instead of a royalty interest, that would be phrases like oil, gas, and minerals in and under, and that may be produced. In contrast, typically, if you see language like interest in oil, gas, and minerals produced and saved, that's going to be indicative of a royalty. As we see in multiple Texas Supreme Court cases, calling an interest a royalty interest is certainly given weight as part of the harmonizing approach, but it's not going to be dispositive. With respect to a mineral interest that's been stripped of all attributes of the mineral estate except the right to receive royalty, I've heard Pete Hosey refer to this as the mineral spider. And so basically what these cases, and French versus Chevron is a good example of it, you start with the mineral spider interest, and then in the instrument creating it, all of the mineral spider's legs are plucked off, such as the right to sign oil and gas leases, the right to receive bonus, the right to receive delay rentals, and the right to self-develop. And so what those courts say in opinions like French versus Chevron is that what's been created there is a mineral interest with all four of its mineral interest attributes picked off except for the right to receive royalty, and that even though it might call itself a royalty interest, that line of cases will call it a mineral interest, which has the effect of basically floating the royalty that comes out of it because it's being multiplied by both a mineral and a royalty fraction. That case law had evolved. French versus Chevron recognized the mineral spider idea, and that the language of the interest conveyed being a mineral stripped of those four attributes except the right to receive royalty was actually a mineral interest. Temple Inland Forest versus Henderson Family retreated off of that. It didn't expressly overrule French versus Chevron. What the Texas Supreme Court there said was that we have to harmonize and we're not overruling the earlier approach, but here what it's really creating is a fixed royalty interest. It's not minerals. And it looked for a long time like that was the trend that courts were following, but by reference to the paper, you'll see that there has been some retreating from that, and there are some kind of inconsistent opinions in terms of whether the interest is mineral versus royalty that have come out of our Texas Courts of Appeals. Another very commonly struggled with concept is the royalty interest a fixed interest that is a stated fractional production versus a floating quantum of the landowner's royalty, fraction of royalty. This is not an easy interpretation. There's a lot of ambiguity here, and a lot of the resolution turns simply on what particular court of appeals you may be in at that moment to get a decision interpreting your instrument, or what district court that reports to a different court of appeals. And so, again, the courts all discuss the importance of harmonizing in the four corners approach and actually looking at the instrument and issue and giving effect to all the words. But there's been great disparity and difference as to how district courts and courts of appeals have actually applied that. For a fixed royalty, here's some examples. You might find language like grantor reserves to himself half of the usual 1/8 royalty, or a a lease with a quarter of one-fifth landowner royalty comes about. And the question is, has the reservation of, quote, usual one-eighth landowner's royalty, is that half of usual one-eighth landowner's royalty a fixed 16th, or is that a floating half of whatever the royalty is and stand-in? The examples of language creating a fixed royalty would be such as, quote, a one-fourth royalty in all oil, gas, and other minerals in and under, or a fee royalty of 1/32nd of the oil and gas, an undivided 1/16th royalty interest. Floating language, generally, again, against the backdrop of you have to harmonize and look at the whole instrument, would be a 16th of all royalty, an undivided 2/3 of all royalties, an undivided 1/2 in and to all of the royalties.